how do you feel about wolf whistling? As a man, do you do it? As a woman, are you offended by it? The TV presenter Anne Robinson says she loves it when men whistle at her. She's been quoted as saying she enjoys publicly being publicly admired by men, and that she doesn't think women should be offended by anything. Men should be able to say whatever they want. And then our power lies, she says, in our ability to be either flattered or ignore it. Emma's with us. Martin Dobney joining us as well. Martin, morning to you.
Always a pleasure. Hi, guys.
Good morning, good morning. Emma, what do you think?
Look, I think it's fine. It's well and good for someone like Anne Robinson. These media lovies, because Joanna Lumley and Kathy Lett, they've also said the same thing. These media lovies in their 60s or 70s getting a little ego boost out of the young man wolf whistling, that's absolutely fine. They are talking about feeling admired and whatever. But I don't think that wolf whistling is acceptable, because it actually can be extremely threatening. It can be extremely frightening. What if you're a young woman walking alone down a street at night, and there are 10 builders, 10 construction, 10 men, any men, standing there, and they make comments? What if they make unpleasant comments? What if they say things like, you know, nice body, shame about the face? What if a woman feels threatened? What if she feels scared by this? You can't control the kind of wolf whistling you get.
Martin?
Well, I think the first question that's thrown up by this is, you know, what kind of guy wolf whistles at Anne Robinson? And I have a confession to make. I quite fancy her. And I tell you why, because I was on The Weakest Link a number of years ago as a guest, and I finished second. When I was editing Mads magazine Loaded, I asked her to be in the magazine and take her clothes off. She's actually really kind of saucy in real life, and I hasten to add, she wasn't remotely offended by that. And I think we should take a lead from people like Anne. And I think, you know, your caller's right there, that is this young women getting offended and love is? No, I think it's older women don't care, because undeniably, by any reckoning, you know, society was much more sexist, you know, 10, 20, 30 years ago than it is now. You know, sex crime, all these sort of things are at record lows. And so what happens is we invent new stuff to be offended by. And, you know, I think Anne Robinson is quite right. You know, we should just grow up here, just deal with it, put it down to where it comes from, or have a go back, you know, front these guys out. And by the way, you know, I see, you know, hardly any of this sort of behaviour on streets when I go out in the evening.
You're not a young woman.
No, I'm from Nottingham, where, by the way, this kind of thing is now classified as a sex crime, as a hate crime. And I just don't see it. You know, I go out in the streets of Nottingham and watch this, and we've had 33 instances of these things reported in 7 months. It's non-existent. It's non-existent to the point of just not being a first. And I think as the real wars of feminism and gender inequality have been won, we just invent new trouble.
Okay, Martin, this isn't invented. Self-harm, anxiety, depression, eating disorders.
This isn't self-harm, this is wolf whistling.
Hold on, let me finish. Self-harm, anxiety, depression, social anxiety disorders, eating disorders are on the rise amongst young women. They are rife. This is all part of the culture in which women's bodies are there to be judged by men. You haven't answered the question. You haven't answered the question. Anne Robinson is in her 70s, and she's saying she gets a kick out of being admired by young men. Completely different to a young woman walking alone down a street. I've been in this position. There is no other way to go, and you walk through a crowd of men, and you feel extremely threatened and frightened. Okay, they're not going to attack you. I'm not saying that.
Well, okay.
It's a really difficult situation.
And so what she's essentially saying, Martin, is you can't decide whether she feels frightened by it. She feels frightened by it. That's her feeling.
Yeah, well, let me just say this. You're much more likely to be attacked if you're a man. I've been flattened. I've had my teeth knocked out in Nottingham. You know, do I put that down to, you know, some intrinsic hatred against men, or just kind of drunken idiots that we need to...
Well, you're not much more likely to be sexually attacked by if you're a man, are you, than if you're a woman?
I'm not dismissing any of this. I'm not dismissing any experiences here. And, you know, self-harm and all of this, of course, it's a serious thing. But I think to imply that wolf whistling, which, you know, hardly ever happens, the figures show us that, now, is somehow kind of causing...
You talk to women, and that is not what they will tell you. Even going to the gym, and you're coming back in your little shorts, it can feel a really uncomfortable situation, a really uncomfortable experience. And I'm sorry, Martin, but you're a man, and of course you haven't experienced it.
No, but I don't think we can legislate for offended feelings. You know, we've tried to do that. You know, what we do instead, I think, is we try to educate people that this is idiotic. I'm not sticking up for wolf whistling. I think it's stupid. You know, I've said this many, many times over many years. I don't defend people who shout down women or attack men. You know, this is a societal malaise that we need to tackle in a much more level-headed way.
The problem is it's always characterised just a bit of harmless fun, just, you know, just men letting off steam, just a bit of harmless fun. They can be really offensive, and it can be really hurtful. It can feel incredibly awkward, and it can make women very, very scared.
Yeah, and I think that's why we tackle this, by sort of saying to guys, stop doing it, not by...
I'm glad you're in agreement.
Listen, really, really interesting conversation. Thank you, Emma. Thank you, Martin.